Most people try to stop an intrusive thought by doing what's natural. They might try to fight or analyze the thoughts. They might even try to avoid or distract themselves from the thoughts. But if you notice, this doesn't actually work. In fact, in many ways, it reinforces the cycle. Thoughts like, what if I'm going crazy? What if the doctors miss something? What if these symptoms and sensations never go away? What if my family and friends reject me because of this? And you notice that the more you try to engage or fight the thought, you're teaching your brain that this thought is dangerous and that you need to pay attention to it. So in this video, I'm going to be sharing with you how to rewire your brain to stop these intrusive thoughts. And no, I'm not going to teach you how to ignore or distract yourself from these thoughts. I'm going to be showing you the principles to overcome this once and for all. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome these intense panic attacks caused by anxiety, the physical symptoms, the intrusive thoughts, and the depersonalization, derealization. If you're new to the channel, or if you want to know the principles of recovery, I'll put a link down below to a free ebook. The whole purpose of this ebook is something that I wish I would have desperately had during my anxiety recovery journey. The book is absolutely free. You can check it down below. But in this video, I'm going to be sharing with you how to overcome intrusive thoughts. Now, it's important to understand that fighting with the thoughts, rationalizing with these thoughts don't help. And if you're on the healing journey, you might have noticed that they don't help. The same is true with ignoring a thought. Trying to ignore or distract yourself from the thoughts also don't work. So before we break this down, it's important to understand, what is an intrusive thought? How do you define intrusive thoughts? Well, intrusive thoughts are thoughts that just don't seem to go away. The more you try to resist, the more it comes. You might notice these thoughts have an intense emotional punch. These thoughts can convince you that something is seriously wrong and that you need to do something to make these symptoms or this thought go away. But the way to really overcome this is recognizing that your thoughts are just an offset of a sensitized nervous system. See, many people think their thoughts are their own. They feel like they've actively chosen which thoughts come up. But the truth is that thoughts come and go. A lot of it is dependent on your state, how you're feeling, your mood, your history, what you're thinking about, what's going on in your life right now. Many of these things you don't have any control of. So it's important to understand that these thoughts are a consequence of a nervous system that's on high alert. We call that a sensitized nervous system. Your brain is looking for all types of threats. And so how this manifests is through thoughts. Your brain will look at all the bad case scenarios, grab the scariest one, and magnify it. Now, if you don't know what's going on, you'll see this magnification and think it's reality. You think that what you're thinking will 100% happen. But it's important to understand that this is just adrenaline burning itself off. These are just stress hormones that are being burned off by the brain, and not to put too much attention to these thoughts. Even though they feel real, you have to recognize that it's just an offset of anxiety. See, when I was on the healing journey, I started understanding that the physical symptoms were an offset of anxiety. But one of the things I wasn't able to understand till much later was that these thoughts were also a consequence of anxiety. It was just adrenaline burning itself off in thoughts. The same way your heart palpitates, and that's from a burning off adrenaline, the same way the mind is burning it off through these thoughts. But because anxiety knows of all your fears, all your past history, what it'll do is it'll get the worst case scenario, the one that hits you the most, and make it seem like that will happen. Now, you might be thinking, how do I engage? How do I respond to these thoughts? And in order to understand that, you need to know the difference between thoughts and thinking. Thoughts are passive. You have zero control over your thoughts. If I tell you don't think of a pink elephant, you'll think of a pink elephant. Anytime you try not to think of something, the brain will think of that exact same thing. Thoughts are a side effect of your upbringing, your past history, your views on the world, what's going on currently, your mood, your hormones, basically anything that's going on in your state right now. Thinking, on the other hand, is active engagement. That's you interacting with a thought. So thoughts, you have no control. Thoughts can be anything that surface up. But thinking is you actively choosing which thoughts to engage with. Now, when you're in this anxiety state, thoughts like, what if this is my life forever? What if this symptom is something serious, even though I've gotten it ruled out 20 times by my doctor? What if the doctor has missed something? These thoughts are very strong and they feel very real. And you'll also notice that these thoughts have a huge emotional punch. When these thoughts come in, you will feel intense emotions that come from these thoughts. So the natural thing is to engage with the thought, is to begin thinking through this thought. Now, like I mentioned, that thought coming to you, the thought of what if this is my life forever? What if this symptom is this? What if the symptom's that? You have no control over that. A lot of that is because you're in this sensitized state. But you choosing to engage with that thought, that is your doing. You are actively choosing, whether you recognize it or not, that you are going to engage with the thought. This means that you're thinking. Do this long enough, and then it turns into rumination. You'll notice that people that ruminate on their anxiety, on their symptoms, they're thinking so much and they're engaging so much with the thought that now it's become automatic. They've developed a habit. So how do you break this habit? How do you break through these intrusive thoughts? Well, it's recognizing that thinking is your choice. Even though you might be doing it for a while and you have a habit, you always have a choice to unlearn that habit. And the key is awareness. So anytime this thought comes up, whatever that is, all you need to do is throw it under the anxiety umbrella, recognize it's just a symptom, a consequence of anxiety, and you don't need to engage. You don't need to think this through. You don't need to figure this out. You don't need to distract and you don't need to ignore it. Remember, distraction and ignoring is also a form of resistance. If you're running away from a thought, you're teaching your brain this is dangerous. And at the same time, if you're engaging with the thought, you're also teaching your brain that this is important. So all you need to do is just acknowledge that the thought is there and then actively choose to move on, to go back to living, whether that's going back to doing the dishes, grabbing groceries, going to work, grabbing dinner with your friends. You just choose to focus on living. Now you'll notice these thoughts keep coming in, especially because anxiety wants to stay alive. And the way it stays alive is by having you engage with the thoughts. See, if you engage with the thoughts, you're teaching your brain that this thought is important. When you're resisting the thoughts, you're showing your brain that something's dangerous and that the fight or flight response needs to stay on. When these thoughts are coming in, you acknowledge them and you keep moving forward while you're teaching your brain that there is no threat. Your brain responds by action, not by engagement, not through thinking things through. It's by seeing how you're living. Now, the next thing to understand and where so many people get stuck is that they try to analyze the content of the thought. They might be able to throw the thoughts of what if this is anxiety or not under the anxiety umbrella, but other thoughts they'll choose to engage with. They'll say, this thought is not anxiety. My fears of this being something else or my thoughts of being rejected are not part of anxiety, so I'm going to engage with them. It's important to not get stuck in the content of the thoughts. So many people start thinking that the content matters. The truth is, the content doesn't matter. It's all part of the same thing. It's part of just the adrenaline burning itself off. So you don't need to analyze the content. You'll notice that as you're on the healing journey, you'll notice your thoughts begin to shift too. Some things that anxiety is trying to do to stay alive won't work, so it'll switch. So you might have fears, for example, of like, what if the doctors miss something? And over time, that fear dissipates because you're responding, but then anxiety will morph and say, well, what if you only get 80% better, but you don't, you know, come out of it fully? What if you don't get 100% better? So do you notice how the thought changes? The content changes, but it's still anxiety. It's just shape-shifting. And this is the way out, which is active non-engagement. You won't be engaging with these thoughts, but you'll feel that you want to engage with these thoughts. It's gonna feel like work not to engage with these thoughts. And that's because you've developed some momentum on reacting with these thoughts. And let's be honest, these thoughts are intense. They're strong. There's a huge emotional punch. So choosing not to engage with them feels like work. That's why it's called active non-engagement. You're actively not engaging. You're choosing consciously not to engage. Now, will the thoughts keep surfacing up? Yes. Will the intrusive thoughts go away right away? No. But remember, now you're giving your mind, your body, a chance to burn off this adrenaline. Because you're not engaging, your body's burning this off, your brain is burning off this adrenaline, and what happens over time is that your nervous system calms down on its own. You can also use the analogy of clouds. Clouds come and go. You don't need to engage with it. You don't need to run away from a cloud. You don't need to chase a cloud. You can just observe it, let it pass, and just continue on with your day. You will see what this active non-engagement, that these thoughts go away long term. Now, the next thing is learning to get comfortable with discomfort. When people are dealing with intrusive thoughts, their tolerance for feeling discomfort is very low. And that tolerance often shrinks because they feel like these thoughts are dangerous. And the key to overcoming this is by building your window of tolerance, learning to sit with the discomfort without trying to fight it, without trying to analyze it, without trying to fix it, without focusing on it, without getting frustrated. And what happens is that this is a practice, learning to sit with the discomfort and building your tolerance to discomfort. I have noticed that once you recognize that these symptoms aren't dangerous, your tolerance to discomfort grows. It's much easier to develop your tolerance to discomfort. It's very hard to do that when you feel like something's dangerous. But when you realize it's not dangerous, it's just uncomfortable, well, you're willing to sit through it longer. Now, the last piece I want to mention is not to judge these thoughts. Remember, thoughts come and go. You are not your thoughts. You are the awareness behind your thoughts, right? And so it's important to not get identified with these thoughts. You'll notice often people say to themselves, oh, I shouldn't be having this thought. Oh, I have this thought. I'm a bad person. Thoughts come and go. And if you react to thoughts with that kind of judgment, you're only teaching your brain to have more of those thoughts. It's giving your brain and yourself a little bit of space, recognizing that you're not your thoughts. Thoughts come and go. It's not a reflection of you as a person, your character, or just who you are. When you recognize that, you don't judge a thought. You just see a thought for what it is. Just a thought, a simple thought. You don't need to do anything about it. As you do that, you'll notice that the thoughts subside on your own. Think about it this way. You have 60,000 thoughts a day. Do you engage with every single one? Is every single thought that you have a reflection of you? You might notice that a lot of these thoughts come and go and you don't even realize consciously these thoughts were there. But you'll notice the thoughts that you interact with are the ones that scare you the most, right? And so the key is recognizing thoughts come and go. When you don't engage with it, when you don't get identified with it, the thoughts pass on their own. Whenever you engage with it, whenever you try to fight it, whenever you try to resist it and ignore it, you notice that the thought keeps coming back. This is the loop of intrusive thoughts. So to break the loop is acknowledging it's there, continue living your life, not judging these thoughts, and learning to sit with the discomfort of these thoughts. So I hope this video helps. Again, check out that free ebook. It breaks down so many more principles on the healing journey. And if you want to know the 12 ways to know if you're actually healing, make sure to check out this video right here. I'll see you in the next one.